The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Holy fuck, it's Tim, and this is episode 163 of Thinking Outside the Long Box. We were so confused that we had to re-record this intro because Tim is here, and that's fucking weird.
Hi, guys.
Yes.
I'm back.
Hey, everybody, welcome to episode 163 of Thinking Outside the Long Box. I'm Gabe.
I'm Tim.
I'm Doyle.
I'm Juan.
And today...
We fucking matrixed that shit.
That was quick.
Yeah, we went way faster the second time.
That was a good redo.
As if we knew what we were doing.
Yeah.
I feel like we have time to make up now. Like, shit, we gotta catch up.
So, today we are going to be talking about Watchmen, which, as Tim studiously noted...
The first time.
This is the second, or the first time in our new format where we've come back to something that we previously talked about.
Means it's good.
So we had previously talked about the first two episodes.
I kind of like that, though. I kind of like that we it's almost like a wrap-up.
Getting close.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's almost like we were doing like an episode by episode, and this is kind of the last of that. Which is kind of cool.
Except for we only did two episodes.
Well, but we did three. Like, I think it was three episodes the first time?
Just two.
Was it two episodes? Yeah. So we only got like six to cover.
Yeah, that's true. Was that last one episode 8?
I think it's 8 or 9 that it's...
There's one more episode left. So if you listen to this like a little bit after it dropped, we have not seen the season finale of this yet. It's coming out tonight, so we'll probably all be watching it. You know, sometime here in the next week or two, and we'll talk about it again. But this episode is going to be heavy spoilers if you haven't caught up on Watchmen. We're going to talk about what happens. We're going to talk about what's going on through episode 8.
So 9 will be the finale. So we're through 8.
We've watched 8 episodes.
Yep.
Okay. So yeah, if you don't want spoilers, push pause now. Go catch up.
Yeah, because that's all the rest of this is going to be.
That's all I did today.
So the next to last episode, the one that we are all caught up on, is the one where Dr. Manhattan gets released effectively from his captivity inside of...
It's not really captivity.
What's his name?
His own.
John.
John.
Calvin.
Calvin. Yeah.
His name is John.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Calvin of the big black dick, as opposed to John of the big blue dick.
Yes. Yeah. I wonder if that was a prosthetic. You think?
I don't know.
Or if that was his real penis.
It looked like it was swinging pretty naturally.
Yeah, I don't know.
I was like, whoa!
Dude's packing heat, that's all I know.
It wasn't even like, it was just massive all around. It was weird.
Girthy and
long. Veiny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it talks.
How close were you guys to the TV? I didn't notice any of that.
It was real close.
I was too busy jerking off.
It's kind of big. Oh, wow.
Man, it had its own line in the credits, bro.
Manhattan's dick. Yeah. Played by Calvin.
Animated by list of 25 people.
Special thanks to Jim Henson for animating Dr. Manhattan's dick.
All right. Now that we've gotten the prerequisite dick jokes out of the way.
Oh, you know there's more to come.
So, what have you guys thought of this show? Like, I think of all the things that have come out post Watchmen comic book that have tried to capture the essence of Watchmen, you know, including the before Watchmen comic book series and
which are terrible
and all of that
which
stuff.
Is okay.
This is the thing that has really captured the aesthetic and the feel of the comic book the best, I think.
I 100% agree.
Yeah.
I don't know.
As the resident Watchmen fanboy, yes. I love this
series. This is the only Watchmen I've ever seen.
So I've been rereading the comic book because my son Ashton watched it, or is watching the show and reading the comic book too. And man, like the way they jump between ideas and go into the past and use different camera shots and different like cinematography to like indicate different ideas and thoughts is exactly what they did in the comic book too. And it's really, really cool how they've managed to integrate like that visual aesthetic of the Watchmen comic into the show in a really good way. I feel like if Alan Moore wasn't just in such a perpetual I'm a dickhead space, he probably would actually enjoy the shit out of this.
I feel like he would too.
Yeah.
Because even you said last night, the nostalgia episode, where I can't remember.
Where he goes back in time.
Where she goes back in time. Yeah.
And is in her grandfather.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That episode's...
That's not confusing as fuck.
Yeah. That episode is amazing. And then, like I was telling you last night, be prepared for one of the best Dr. Manhattan stories ever told, I think, because it was perfect. It keeps jumping from all his different timelines that he's experiencing all the time. So it's confusing a little bit at first, and then it starts to make sense. You're like, oh, wait, no, that's him.
But it's still, even though it's jumping around in time and space, it still manages to tell like an incredibly linear, straightforward story while going all these different places at the same time. Like, it's fucking amazing.
Like, when he sits down, he's like, will you have dinner with me tomorrow? He's like, I don't know. Don't you know everything? He's like, not yet.
I don't know. It's cool. Like, so as somebody that hasn't read the comic, how does the show feel to you?
I really enjoyed it. There are things that I still don't really understand. And I didn't understand Veidt's story at all until the last episode.
Right.
I just didn't get it. I thought he was in an actual prison. Like, I thought he had been, he was just captive there.
Right.
Well, Gamekeeper is kind of keeping him like that.
I thought it was because he did lots of things, you know, because he's at his trial, but I thought that's why he was there. Like, somebody had purposefully, maliciously sent him there.
Well, some kind of jail.
But then when you find
but out I didn't, he, but he's there willingly. Because he wanted to be there at first, and then he's bored or he's just tired of them worshiping him.
He has the same problem that Dr. Manhattan has. Dr. Manhattan was there for so long, just allowing them to worship him, that it doesn't mean anything anymore.
Right.
And he becomes tired of it, and so he moves on to something else and gives it to Veidt. And Veidt's like, why the fuck did I choose to do this? This is awful.
Yeah.
So
mistakes were made.
Yeah, mistakes definitely were made.
And then he catapults a ton of his own clones into space. Yeah. That whole episode, I was like, what the hell? And then he makes the giant help me sign out of dead bodies.
Which is amazing.
Yeah.
When he grabs the... I was so thoroughly confused. The clones coming out of the river or whatever bullshit. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
But then they explain it in that last episode in like a really cool way.
Yeah.
He's like going through the creation process.
She's like, did you rest on the seventh day?
It took 90 seconds.
Yeah, it took about 90 seconds. How did you do it? Well, I wave my hands like this.
You all right, bro?
Yeah. I do love the chicken and the egg moment where he's like, oh, it's the chicken and the egg.
Yeah.
Which came first, both at the same time.
Because there's so little that confuses Dr. Manhattan that paradoxes and miracles are like, what?
I just like that moment where he's all, huh.
Cool. Yeah.
It's still done. There's still flaws in his timeline, but it's very close to well done, I think.
So he's the one who, the other thing I don't understand is he created, and maybe they'll explain it at the very, very end, but he created whatever this squid monster is. But it made it sound like it was a fake thing.
Yes.
Like it wasn't actually a monster.
So it is a physical monster.
It was real.
And it causes that psychic explosion, but Veidt made it. Blamed Dr. Manhattan for it, like basically saying that he caused this alien to crash land, but it's not really an alien. It's a construction that he made to convince everybody that this was out there so they would all start working together instead of against each other.
But so
it's a goal.
I guess I didn't understand what it like how he. I guess they didn't under, they didn't explain
the
how
comic,
he could. Okay.
He makes it in the
I was
comic.
Like, yeah, I was like, I don't. That because once they said that it wasn't. I just thought it wasn't real. Like I once they said it was a construct of something that he created, then I was like, well, how the fuck do the little squid babies keep happening then?
He's making them.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what you're watching.
You see that scene in the last episode when it's all shooting down in front of him?
That's him. Those are the squid babies.
Yeah.
He's shooting at the earth.
Gotcha.
And how the whole thing's just become totally like a routine nonsense to everybody. It's like, fucking squids again.
Right. But it's that perpetual reminder that they need to remain united.
Right.
Or everything falls apart.
Well, he says in that scene, he's like preserving world peace one cephalopod at a time.
Yeah. What is he?
Quote.
Veidt?
Yeah. I mean, I know.
Smartest man in the world.
Is that number, like, he doesn't have a superpower?
Yeah, he is like
technically Manhattan is smarter than him.
His superpower is that he is like a super genius. Yeah. He's like a lot like Lex Luthor, where Lex Luthor's real only power is
right.
That he's
Luthor
just so
and
fucking
Batman super. Were combined.
Yeah, yeah.
You'd fight
with Brainiac.
Yes,
that's a different.
I love Jeremy Irons. I love Jeremy Irons.
Oh, he's killing it.
I just watched Die Hard with a Vengeance again because I was watching Watchmen, and I was like, "Fuck, I should go watch that movie." It's fucking amazing. I love Jeremy Irons.
He makes such a great villain.
Yeah, perfect. Is he? So he's an anti-hero, though. Cool. He's not really a villain.
No, not really.
Okay,
he thinks he's doing the right thing,
right?
But yeah, he ends up like.
I mean, if you
like
read the comic,
people,
like, yeah. And Rorschach is a fatality because of him, technically.
Right.
He was my friend, but he tried to kill me once.
I like that moment where he's all, you know, I'm experiencing the last time we talked with each other 24 and a half years ago. He's all, what did I say to you? You were trying to kill me.
Like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sorry.
He's like, how did you know it was me? He's like, I don't know anyone with the balls to show up totally naked here.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's been fascinating. Like, just the way it's designed, the way it's filmed, the new characters that they've introduced seem to fit in that universe a lot better than the comic book ones did.
I also didn't understand why the what's his name? The fucking the Hood Justice Hood. What's his
Hood
name?
Justice.
Hood of Justice.
Justice.
I don't know. Yeah, something like that. I don't understand why he was gay. Like they just like I get that he's probably gay.
Sometimes
like
men
I don't get
like
that.
Men.
No, I know that, but it was just like they just threw it on the screen for 2 seconds, like it was supposed to mean something, and then
like
it just didn't.
A lot of what they're doing with gay right now in TV. I think I brought up last time where it's like lesbianism is rampant on all TV shows right now, but for gay. They just throw a butt fucking scene in, and they just let it go, and then they just don't talk about it again. They're like,
that's the thing.
That's
like,
how you know that motherfucker's gay.
That's what yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like it, I thought it would mean something. Maybe his wife would find out, or I thought it was going to lead to something, but it just didn't. They just butt fucked one time, and then that was pretty much. They were just kind of lovers.
So I think the idea is that in the comic book, Hooded Justice is like the paragon. Perfect superhero that everybody else looks up to.
Yeah.
And what they're trying to like make him is the opposite of what everybody thinks he is.
Yeah.
Like, so he's not only not white, he's black, and he's not interested in girls, even though he's married to like somebody else, like in the
Minutemen.
He's
bisexual.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it kind of makes it
maybe
this, like, let's take a character everybody thinks they know and turn it on their head. Like, maybe. Like, I don't feel like the game.
But he's still a good guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's just got some flaws.
Well, most of
they're not even really flaws.
They're not really flaws. It's just lifestyle
he's just,
choices.
That at that time, he couldn't be a black superhero. He couldn't be a,
gay, couldn't be a
superhero.
Gay superhero.
He couldn't be a
gay story.
He couldn't be gay and black, period.
It's just a weird thing to not say anything about.
I do agree. They just don't address it again.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah. And they may. I mean, there
they may.
Know
who knows?
It,
yeah,
you know. He might get fucked in the next episode, and then we'll learn a little bit more
about his type.
You know? They got to remind everybody he's gay, so they have to show the butt fuck.
That's the thing. They never. He doesn't. There's no conflict in him up to that point.
No.
He's just gay, and then all of a sudden, it's nothing again.
I just
it's
noticed
the
that's
weirdest
happened in
thing.
A couple TVs. Like if you watch Designated Survivor, they have a gay character who exactly the same way. You don't know the guy's gay. He's in the show. Cut to a scene of him just getting fucking rammed in the ass, and then that's just it. I'm just like, it's no buildup.
Here it is.
I didn't need to know that.
It's just it's not a bad character because I don't, to me, it doesn't matter. I don't give a fuck, but they didn't explain it. There was nothing to it, and it felt empty then. You know what I mean? It didn't feel like I thought that there would be a more grandiose resolution to that, and then it just felt empty to me.
Right. It just kind of goes nowhere. It just is.
Like a nobody knows if season 2 is going to happen at all, but if it does, I imagine they'll deep dive that more.
Damon Lindelof is a secret bitch.
There are definitely...
I wouldn't be surprised
with everything that he does.
I feel like every TV show is trying to get like a couple hooks in a politically correct sphere that they just feel like they have to have.
Yeah.
And that's one of them, so they could dive into it more.
But,
or they might not. Like,
see, and that's the thing. Do gay people, do homosexuals take that to be like, yeah, he's gay? Because I feel like if you just don't explain it or you don't deep dive into it, then you're just like, well, what? Why? That didn't even matter. Like, who cares?
There is definitely more important shit that happens in that episode, so it does feel kind of throwaway.
It's like, just weird.
He's gay now.
Like,
all right.
Like the token Mexican guy on a show or the token Asian right. guy on a show. Like, sometimes if you don't, like, it's fine to have it in there, but if you don't, like, address it in any way or, like, make it relevant to the story in any way, it just seems like it's there for pandering's
right.
sake. You know, and there's definitely, like you're saying, almost every show is trying to pander to one audience or another to, like, try to make extra money or get that reaction from people. Yeah! And they may have felt like they had written the kind of story where people were like, holy shit, Hooded Justice is gay and nobody knew. Woo!
What?
But nobody had that reaction.
Right.
Because they have so normalized it in the show, and it was just kind of like a, yep, he's gay. And such a toss away that everybody else was like, okay.
Well, there's honest, nothing. I feel equally weirded out when they do the same style of thing with heterosexual sex, when it's just like, why is that there?
Oh,
like,
no.
Right.
Why is that
right.
in the
right.
show?
And that's yeah. and that's the thing. If I feel like if he, through the show, through that episode where you get to really see who he is, if there were small little things like he was looking at a dude or, you know, the only indication is the small little hand touch where when he passes in the note, and then it's just fucking pound town.
Right.
And that's yeah. it. And it's like, what the fuck?
That's the sign.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. So watch out.
Yeah. Ready? Here's how it happens.
Ooh, gotta go pound town.
It's just weird.
It wasn't gentle, that's for sure.
It was not gentle.
It's not. It's not.
I don't think any
either.
Of it is gentle.
And then he's all, let's wear masks this time. And
yeah.
The scene's just kind of over. Yeah. It's like, yeah. Okay. Well, now we know what superheroes do in their spare time.
Well, you can always get it again.
I'm joking. You know how to go into a refrigerator,
yeah.
dipshit.
I know.
Sometimes
you
it's
know
weird.
Into a refrigerator.
It's true.
Oh, man.
No, I enjoyed it.
The Vite
part was confusing, and then I was like, holy fuck, that makes so much sense.
Honestly,
now.
It's more confusing to me than the Vite, now that they've explained it, is the Gamekeeper character. I'm like, why is he being all warden-y?
That's what I'm yeah. weirded out about. Like,
I understand why he's different, because he's
the
first one.
Is the Gamekeeper Dr. Manhattan? Like, is the
well, I just assumed he... I'm sorry.
I think the Gamekeeper is the original...
He is.
I think
they made it
that Dr. Manhattan.
He said
that. Evident. Yeah.
He said he was the first to walk out.
I must have missed that.
Yeah.
I kind of felt like Manhattan maybe tricked Vite to going up there because he needed him to, and then maybe that's why the Game Warden exists, to keep him there.
Well,
he knows that Vite's smart enough that he might figure out a way to get back somehow.
Right. I just thought that he wanted him to stay there, or there was nothing for them to do. They would feel
there
empty.
There was nothing for them to
exactly. Yeah. So I feel like that's why that's all the purpose that he has in this cloned life is that to worship something.
I definitely thought that as well, but then I thought, why wouldn't they just worship the Gamekeeper? Because he's clearly a different level of character also.
But he's not.
Yeah.
I mean, he's the same person, but he's way more self-aware.
He's just set himself up in that position.
Yeah.
Though. They all seem fairly self-aware when it really comes down to it.
I felt sad for him, honestly, yeah. when he said
totally
he was lonely and there were people like fucking waiting for him, even though there's not, I don't think, millions of people there. But it's just, if once you made the connection that now he is in his own prison, it just felt really sad to me.
Yeah.
And that he put himself there willingly.
Yeah.
Whoops.
I wonder if they're going to resolve Manhattan's death tonight. Because the way that it works, he had to have constructed it himself.
Like, well, it's his own fault that he died.
Well, I mean, not only could he have just not stood there, because he knows, but he also tells the old man what his wife tells him in the future. It's all happening at the same time to him, but he didn't have to do that. Like, so he obviously orchestrated that whole line of events.
Right.
On purpose, for some reason.
And maybe it's to free Vite. Maybe it's to just destroy the clones. Maybe there's, like, some machination that all these things have to happen to get rid of this thing that he created because it no longer has a purpose.
Well, it seems to do with the Rorschach guys, though. That's what I'm talking about.
Cav,
yeah.
Yeah, because, like, he literally didn't
Rorschach's
have to do any of it.
And we haven't seen Mirror
For like three episodes, I think. Yeah, it's been two or three episodes.
Last time he's mentioned, there's like
straight murdered like 10 dudes.
Yeah, they're all in his fucking bunker bleeding out.
Yeah.
I don't think he's one of them.
I don't think so either.
That's what the guy says.
Yeah. Where are we ever going to get more of the other two costume heroes that haven't gotten any play? The Russian dude and the other woman?
The gypsy?
Yeah.
I think they're just extra. That's cool. But
why is that guy always eating Cheetos with the fucking fork?
He's doing street walking tacos. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
So you take a bag of Cheetos, you put like chili and cheese and shit on it, and you just eat it out.
That is the weirdest fucking. Every time I see him, he just has a Cheeto on a fork.
Yeah. So he's eating
a puff Cheeto.
Yeah.
Walking taco, what the fuck?
That's weird. I've never heard of that.
He's always eating junk food, too. Like,
I mean, always. He's always eating.
Yeah.
But every time I see him, he's eating Cheetos out of a bag with a fork.
I love that he's Russian and that he wears a fucking, like, ski mask.
Yeah,
he's,
with his jumpsuit.
His red track outfit.
Yeah.
Or balaclave. Is that what it's called?
Balaclava.
Yeah.
A little bit. Okay. Thank you.
Oh, no. That's good shit.
Can I have the chips with
Because I like that actor that's playing him.
The chips.
The Russian guy.
Yes, I want to see more Fritos of like, the whole world. Like, if this shit doesn't get a second season, I'm going to be pretty fucking irritated.
All the things.
So far, it has not been renewed yet.
But Damon says that he doesn't... I mean, from what he has interviewed, he said that he's not... He's not even sure if he wants to make another one. I don't know that there's a...
Another season.
Season of Watchmen.
Yeah, I don't know that there is a... Yeah, I'll make one if they renew it. I just don't know that he's shown the interest to do it.
I just think the wheelbarrows of money.
But he's already... I mean, I guess you could never take too many wheelbarrows, but he is,
I think there's a lot of people in Hollywood doing things for the wheelbarrows of money.
Perfect life over here.
I don't need that wheelbarrow of money. Oh, man.
Have you heard the story of where that came from?
The wheelbarrows full of money?
Yeah, because it's a Neil Gaiman story. Huh. They came at him to write Beowulf, the movie, and he was like, I don't want to write that. It's been done to death. And he was like, and then they brought me a wheelbarrow of money. And he was like, how dare you think you can buy me with such a pins? And he's like, and then they brought me two wheelbarrows.
And he was like, where do I sign?
Thank you.
Right?
Yeah, it's...
Man, Beowulf, that was a fucking shit-ass movie.
It is.
One of those movies, all they do is rely on special effects. Just awful.
Well, it's just... Yeah, I'll take more. You can talk.
Yeah, you're fine.
Else here, everybody.
Usually you're yelling, so it's all right. Ugh, mine too, actually.
We love you, Mel.
It's weird.
Mine's not. It's at an all-time low.
So, Watchmen, still a thumbs up?
Yeah, oh yeah.
It's like it's coming to a close.
I thought Regina King was going to die, honestly.
So did
she still might.
No. But when he's talking about how he loves her and this is the moment, and then she's like, "Yeah, this is where I save you." I was like, "Oh fuck, she's gonna
like,
die."
Is this supposed to be romantic? We've been together for years, and you're now falling in love with me. He's like, "No, I haven't been in love with you the whole time." God damn it, Manhattan and timelines.
When she's in the truck, I thought Looking Glass. I thought that was gonna be the point where Looking Glass actually made the save.
That's his name,
and then nothing.
Yeah, God, I love his character.
Head explosions.
He's not just Neo. He's like Neo plus the dude from Scanners. It's amazing.
He does do the Neo. He stops a bunch of bullets while he's bursting other people.
I just love these all. Boom. Boom.
Yeah.
But I feel like Doyle's right. Because if he knows everything all at once and he's kind of experienced everything in the future and now, I think is what I get from it.
He literally could have
let
just
that
not
guy
told
live.
The old man anything. He could have just
not said anything,
and so, nothing would have gone bad.
But he let the dude live, and then he gave her a speech of, oh, no, I still die. You know what I mean? When he could have just killed the dude or let her kill him.
Well, that canon.
Or just not stood there.
That canon.
That canon just takes him somewhere else.
Well, the canon they shoot him with shoots a... They called it a tachyon cannon, and the tachyon particles are the one
thing
Manhattan
from the Flash.
Can't see.
Manhattan can't see that second, but he knows where he is going that second and could just not go there.
Maybe.
Like, he could have just been like, hey, bitch, let's go somewhere else. It's
well,
the same.
It
actually,
sounds
the
like
same
he knew he was
going to
die.
Was happening in Doomsday Clock, where, like, he can't see past a certain instant, and that's where Superman and him, that's why everybody thinks... The Superman fight between him might kill him because he can't tachyon induced. But he knows every second up until that moment. Like, he's waiting for it to happen.
Why couldn't he see the moment with the... I didn't understand the the ring, the one that gets put into his head.
It's the same thing. It's the tachyon.
He can't see what tachyon radiation.
Once he puts it on, the little ring in his forehead is like where his power comes from, effectively. So it envelops that. And
so Vite made it, blank. Or he found it?
He made
it. Oh, okay.
Plan A for amnesia.
Smartest man in the world.
He's like, what is that?
I'm not saying you're wrong. I don't know his power comes from there, but I do know that it kind of like lobotomizes him.
Yeah.
The tachyon radiation.
And I do have to agree with Doyle, because Manhattan does have the wherewithal to get the kids out of there. So he could have easily saved himself and...
Right, but
he could have just blown them up from inside.
And he
knows that... Boom, through the window.
That too.
And he knows that something else... you did. Did you? Yeah. You know that something else happens afterwards, because he knows that things have happened in the future, so...
Yeah.
He's dead, but... I mean, it's not like the first time he's fucking put himself back together, because that's why he's
Dr. That's what Manhattan. I was thinking, was that he's going to die and then just reassemble himself.
Exactly.
Or...
just as painful as it was the first time.
For some reason, he might have to die.
Yeah.
And that's why he's not electing to avoid it.
Or...
he's dumb.
Or... he's not actually Manhattan, he's a gay black dude.
He's New Jersey?
He's... He's like, you guys don't understand how bad my back hurts from carrying around this gigantic hog. I'm just ready for it to end.
Should have jumped into a Chinese dude.
Well, she wasn't comfortable.
He did have the option.
True, true.
He gave her the choice.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
She said, I'll take biggest dick.
I like that she's all, I'm sorry. Wham! Hits him with the fucking...
The hammer.
Oh, God!
Because I didn't see that ending coming. I wasn't sure that he even bother including Manhattan at all, just because of special effects budget and the fact that...
But it looked really good.
It did look really good.
It looked really good.
But I was like, when she starts calling him John, I was like, no way. And he's like, my name's not John. And I was like, what? And then the blue glow at the end of the episode, I was like, no fucking way. They're gonna try Dr. Manhattan in this series. All right, I'm in.
Like, but I think it took up till then for me to be convinced that they could pull that shit off.
Yeah.
Because, like, this show builds and builds and builds and builds, and it, like, has to earn your trust, because, like, the original source material is, like, so monumental for people.
Yeah.
That I think if it didn't spend all that time, like, creating the world and making sure that it, like, honors the source material while creating something that's equally as good.
Yeah.
That it just, it's not, I wouldn't have bought into it. If this show was any lesser, I would not have wanted to see their version of Dr. Manhattan.
I mean, say what you want about the source material, but they use Watchmen as a teaching, you know, thing in colleges and high schools.
Like it's on Time's 100 best novels.
Yeah, like, love it or hate it, you cannot deny the significance of its, you know, literal work.
Exactly. I don't know. It's
so,
it's been awesome.
It's good.
I love the show.
I liked
Massive
it.
Massive thumbs up.
Hell yeah.
Big thumbs up.
Big blue dick.
So where are we leading? So right now, Manhattan just... died with air quotes because
right,
we don't know.
Maybe
Regina King just watched it. Looking Glass is somewhere to be found. We don't know what Mrs. the True Lady's
True.
Doing with
yeah,
that
Lady
fucking
True.
Big clock thing.
The Millennium Clock.
Why the fuck there was a giant elephant attached to her?
Memories.
Silk Spectre is still a hostage of the 7th Cavalry, so she might be witnessing Manhattan being teleported into that weird box.
Good. I dislike her character.
Me too. I don't like what they dubbed her necessarily.
In the comic too.
True.
Also that.
Yeah.
She's a character that you're supposed to not
does
like.
Does she also not have superpowers?
No.
She doesn't.
She's,
not as well.
She just fights.
She's
no Lori
bitch.
Grimes, but I don't like her.
That took me a second to what the fuck you were talking about.
She's a bad bitch. That's her superhero power.
How much you hate Lori Grimes, by the way.
It's the worst. She's the best of the worst.
And Vite is still in prison. In prison.
Well, yeah. On Europa.
So the only character that hasn't really been referenced at all is the Night Owl. Do you think he's going to show up in the last episode at all? Or maybe be teased at the end of it?
For the second season? I mean, they
air quotes,
ship.
Yeah.
For some reason the police just have.
Yeah, the police have it for some damn reason.
Ship.
And they crashed it, so...
I think Vite made it for him, though.
I think so, too.
If I remember, there's like some throwaway line about that.
I don't remember.
Because in the movie, that was
I should
one
read
of the things
it again,
that changed.
I haven't read it since like high school.
Yeah. I don't know.
Whatever the source material
college.
Is, the show is good.
Yeah. Love the comic, I think. You should definitely give it a shot.
You can even go watch the Snyder film and then just reimagine the ending. Instead of giant explosions, it's a giant squid in New York.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Because the movie does, as much as people hate it, it sticks to the comics pretty decently.
They changed the end.
Yeah.
Frustrating, but
I think they kind of had to. Like,
yeah.
I don't know how that would have gone over with the movie public, but the end, just a giant squid.
Yeah.
Just blurred.
It would work now because of the popularity of kaiju films. It'd be like a superhero movie with a kaiju ending, maybe.
It's just such a random thing.
Yeah. I think it would work now, though.
In the comic really well,
it would work for anyone who loves the comic. I agree with you. I'm just talking about the person who's never read it, not thinking a giant squid's about to land on top of the city.
Like I said,
like, I feel like
I did it 20 minutes ago. You did what? I squidded the city.
I mean,
John's just there screaming in the streets.
What the fuck? Aquaman, save me!
I would love if they did that, because it would just be so weird.
I also would love it.
It would be so weird and unexpected, and that's exactly what the comic book was for all those years. It's just weird and unexpected.
Even, honestly, the 7th Cavalry wearing the Rorschach masks makes sense to me now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Rorschach's a bit of a piece of shit.
Yeah. Like, people love his character.
No, I think Rorschach was, like, unrelenting at what he believed, and they're doing the same thing.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Manhattan kills him, and they're killing Manhattan.
Well, Rorschach is a piece of shit. Like, he does not approve of homosexuals. He does not approve of, like, promiscuous sex. He does not approve of, like,
just race blending. Dude.
Yeah. But he's a badass, and he takes care of motherfuckers that step out of line. So people love that about him.
Yeah.
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 We've been doing well.
Sorry, did I just
last name's Trump
that too hard a little bit?
No.
Rorschach Trump?
Pretty much.
Rorschach 2020.
I mean, might as well.
No compromise. That's his campaign slogan.
No compromise.
Yeah.
Never
compromise.
What about the children?
The streets will rain red.
Yeah. His opening monologue is some of the best, like, written literacy ever.
Just hating on everything.
Yes.
And I'll whisper, no. That would be his campaign slogan. I'll whisper no.
Yes. Don't vote for me. I don't want this.
And you gets don't voted, want this.
Gets voted in anyway.
Yeah.
How long are we going for?
Around the circle and let's... Probably,
thumbs up.
Probably wrap it up.
Yeah.
So thumbs up.
It's pretty.
Number scale?
7.5 out of 10. Just because I don't. It's still a little confusing. Yeah. And I, it's not wrapped up. We don't really know what the end has for us in store, if that was a complete sentence.
More giant blue
so
dick.
I'm excited to see it.
They should just do the entire episode. It's just. Single shot.
Just his dick.
Dicks and balls.
It's like a GoPro.
Just a monologue happening in the background.
But it's like a GoPro. Like, it's just his dick. But you see, like, the sides of his hips. Like, he's moving around. He's walking.
It's like a dick and balls and hips, and you see things in the background, but it's blurry.
Yeah. It's like Blair Witch, but instead of a face that's dripping snot, it's just his cock.
Ooh.
Wow. On that note, thumbs up, everybody around, I'm guessing. I'm guessing.
Thumbs up in numbers.
Yeah, it's like a 9.7 out of 8 out of 10 and 1/2.
And 1/2. I'm going to go with 9 out of 10 giant blue dicks.
Okay, there you go. I'm going to say this is a 100% because nothing can be better than 100%.
Surprised you give it that high of a rating.
Yeah, I really dig it.
Gabe's all in.
Out of it. I'm all in.
I approve.
I do think it's the best show on television at the moment, I would say.
I would agree with that.
I'm going to give it 110%.
That is not a real number. Well, with that, this has been episode 163 of Thinking Outside the Long Box. Be sure to check out our boudoir calendar at totlb.com/product/2020-boudoir-calendar. I'm going to make a shorter link for that at some point. Be sure to check it out. It's a really great thing. We did a really good job on it, and that's not something I always say about stuff that we do. So be sure to check it out. Buy yourself a calendar. There are some very attractive.
Tim.
There are some very attractive ladies in it. Past that, you can find us on all the social medias, and you can find all the information for that at www.totlb.com. We will see you guys in a few days where we will be talking about our pop culture classic,
Gattaca.
Fuck Tim.
No, not Gallagher.
Gallagher.
I'll talk about Gallagher all day.
We can talk about Gallagher, but that's not what we said.
It is way Gallagher is way more interesting to me. If I'm being honest,
I love playing Gallagher.
I love Gallagher.
I had the high score when we were at San Diego. It was fun.
That's true. You did.
Let's combine Gallagher, Gattaca, and Gallagher into one.
Yes.
And watermelon hammers.
Trademark
the three G's.
Can we trademark Gallagher?
The three G's.
Yeah. What? Next episode, Gattaca, Gallagher, and Gallagher.
Sold.
See ya.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Walks podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Walks podcast, Barron Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albie is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Barron Space production.